Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and tonight I am opening the phone lines almost immediately. I just like to hear your comments and have discussions with you, so if there's anything you want to talk about with the eclipse and anything that is really energetically happening to you, if there's any shifts are happening, I'm getting a lot of clarity. I'm getting a lot of new options coming in. So the number is 888-815-9756. If you want to give me a call, the phone lines are open, and it's always great to talk to my audience because you guys are so awesome and you got a lot to share. So I want to open the lines for you. I mean, it's very interesting. As I've mentioned many times, I do look at spiritlibrary.com because the people on there are fantastic and really speak a lot of truths. I really feel that they really are helping people understand what's really going on. And I actually was reading the Acacia Records for this month from someone on there, and it's amazing what she is saying. She basically was saying that July was really reflecting on everything that the direction our life has taken. We've looked back, we reflected, we really now understand everything that has let go. And I know many people who are really seeing how people are, number one, dying, but they're also, all of a sudden, people are vanishing from being around there. Now, they may come back. A lot of times, if people are taking leave right now, if they're still in the physical form, they just need to energetically, you guys, just aren't at the same level, or you literally are just going in different directions. And there's no reason to really grieve or get upset. It's definitely a time of understanding what is going on in your past and where you've been and what people have been kind of holding you back, who has been taking energy, who have you allowed to take energy is a better way to do it, because nobody can take anything from you unless you allow it and you accept them doing it. Other things that I've been really looking at is the fact that finding that balance, that in the middle balance. A lot of people do it and they don't even realize they're doing it. I've been reading a lot on the Tao, and it's amazing. Like, I'm going, wow, I do that, and I didn't even realize I'm doing things. I'm also getting a lot of my guidance is definitely getting clearer. It's definitely the clarity and more exact, definite directions on what I need to do. And one thing that I definitely have been doing in the last couple of weeks is total surrender. And I was talking with a friend, and it's just like there's this paradox, like life is. It's like you want to surrender and just do what spirit, what God, what source wants you to do. And then they say, well, this is the dynamic now, is you are creating. You've done a lot of work for spirit, and spirit just wants to help you kind of get those goals that you want to achieve, what you want to create in your life. And they just want to show you the best way of doing it. So for me, it's like, but no, I'm here to serve, and I'm here to serve you and humanity for the best. And they're going, but we want to know what you want to do. And this last week before this last eclipse, which was actually yesterday, in some places it was today, depending on where you read the information, I really kind of sat back and realized all the achievements and all the things that I've really already done. And I've mentioned that this is just the time to really reflect and say, okay, what is left that I haven't done? What if I put on the shelf that I still need to do? And there is a couple things. But basically, I got to think of other things I need to do because I'm running a very short list of things I really want to continue doing. So that was the energy up to this last eclipse, and this eclipse really was, okay, tell us what you want to do, kind of finalize your intention for at least the next 6 months to a year. It was a very powerful one in Leo and Aquarius. It hit directly on the North Node and the South Node, so it's really a very strong time of reflection, of really getting your direction of going forward. The energy of Leo is definitely family-oriented. Aquarius is humanity. It is the overall, where Leo tends to be a little more the individual. It's fun. It's family. It's kids. It's based in the fifth house. It has a lot of wonderful energy to it. It is the sun. Is the planet, or, well, it's what represents Leo, is the sun. So, and the sun is in Leo right now. So it's a really powerful time to sit down and figure out, as an individual, how I can stay as an individual, yet still serve humanity and be a part and participate in humanity at the same time. It's that balancing act, is being in the middle of the tao and understanding everything that's going on. And as I was really looking at this Akashic record, it hit a note, because it's like it really states that you need to see where in your experience do you still need to take action. And even if you take a baby step towards it, because I know a lot of friends have been wanting to sit totally still and not do anything because they're not sure what to do. This is baby steps. For me, it is going over my finances to make sure everything's in order, going through my budget to see where I can cut back and where I need to expand. Same with my business, reorganizing my business. It's those little baby steps towards what my goals are. Writing a new outline for another book that I'm writing. Work on a book I am working on. That constant baby steps towards my goals. And the universe has been very strong in saying, okay, this is what you want to do. Here's the next step we think is best for you to do. The other thing that I'm really noticing is try and stay uncomfortable. And I mean that because if you're uncomfortable, that means you're moving. And if you really step outside your comfort zone, that's when you're growing. And you'll get through it. And then you get comfortable and you have to figure out another way to get uncomfortable. And it's not always an easy process, but it really is really wonderful to have that option of saying, you know, what area do I want to grow in? One thing that I'm always looking for is new exercise or new activities. So I'm taking a different kind of exercise class just to have a new experience. It's interesting that in this last couple weeks, something that I've been wanting to do out of the blue, I decided to finally do it. And there's a couple meditation CDs that, or downloads actually, they're available on my website now. One is on prosperity and one is on white light healing. Just little things like, I finally got a clue and I just went out and did it. I've been saying I wanted to do it and spirit finally kicked me in the butt and said, just do it. I did a presentation a few weeks ago and it went very well and I had a lot of fun meeting women who really wanted to be on their path and were doing everything they could to do it. And I I enjoyed helping them realize the ways that they're holding themselves back. The way that a lot of people are doing, and that is giving away too much. And as lightworkers and healers and spiritual people in past lives, we were always kind of given that sense of, you know, you do it and you do it for free. You're not. And these days, a clear message that I am getting is if you value yourself, the people that you're serving, the people that you're helping will value you more. And it's very interesting that recently I've been getting some clients that have really been sending me a lot more clients. And it's letting me know they value who and what I am. And I so appreciate them. And one of my clients actually wrote me back. She actually suggested that her sister get in touch with me. And her sister did get a reading with me, and I gave her some suggestions of an area in her life, and she did it, and it worked. And she is ecstatic. She is happy. So there's just a little bit of, you know, value and confidence and confirmation that I'm getting back from my clients, which is good. There is a lot of people that I know that are getting frustrated because being in the spiritual work, there is a lot of people who feel that this is God's work and it should be free. How can you charge for it? And that's one thing that a lot of light workers have to go up against in society. Everybody's special talent is a gift from God, from Source. So in that regard, everything has a value. And these days, there has to be a way of giving back. I often do trade. If somebody has a service that I value and they value mine, I'm open to trade. I have no problem with that. I think it's awesome. It's just being equal and a balanced situation. And I'm finding that even in relationships, finding how we can be equal so one's not giving more than the other. Getting out of that dependency and the codependency situation in relationships. And that goes for work, personal, family. There's a lot of interdependence and a lot of situations that are falling apart to be rebuilt. And I think the last eclipse are really doing that. They're showing us our weak spots so we can focus on the strong parts of those weak spots to really strengthen ourselves. In this Akashic record again, there was a few dates that I found very interesting that they really emphasized focusing as important dates for us to, you know, be willing to let go of the past and bring in the best evolutions, the best possible things that we can do for ourselves and humanity. One of them actually is tomorrow, on August 7th. And if you're back east, it's August 7th. This is a good day that you're going to get a new direction. Reset your energies, reset your button, take note of everything that's not working in your life, and turn it around. Turn away from that situation, end it, clear it, be done with it in some way, shape, or form. It's a really good way to say, I stated my intentions. This is what I want in my life. Now I'm going to clear this out of the way to give demonstration how serious I am. That is a wonderful way of doing it. Like if there's a relationship that you feel that isn't balanced, and it's having a talk with that person and letting them know, you know, you've allowed this in the past, but at this time, things need to change. Now, this person may fade away out of your life, or if they really value your friendship or you being in their life, they're going to change with you to build a different situation. And that's the one thing that we all need to understand. We all have options. We can keep things as they are. But if they're not working, things are going to get tougher for you. It's easier, like I said, surrender is great. Understanding and acknowledging what you're doing. Either you're going to find a way to correct it, you may hold on to it, or you're going to walk away from it. Any way around it, things are not going to be exactly as they are. Things are all changing. As they always say, change is the only thing that you can really expect. You can really, it's almost guaranteed. There's nothing stays the same. The other dates that really, as of the 7th, the next important day they say is the 12th, which is the day of closure or wrapping up things. It is a day that you can feel, you know, there is some kind of reassurance of the process of closure. Meaning if, let's say you're in a relationship and you want to make sure it's closed, by the 12th, in some way, you can request it even. Just say, I want confirmation that this is closed, that this part of my life is done. Spirit will show you in some way or form. It's a beautiful thing. It is amazing how Spirit will give you a really quick notice on where you are. And I've noticed that things that I've mentioned in passing, Spirit has given me in a different form. And it's amazing to get those notice that, oh yeah, I really did do that and I really did close that up. And there was a lot of things that have come up that I've been able to kind of speak my piece to get a new clarity on exactly what's going on. So, as I said, the 12th is a day to really get everything in order, finish and integrate the new wisdoms that you're going to get. There's going to be a few days. If you can get it cleaned up by the 12th, great. Give yourself a day off that day, which is actually next Wednesday. The other thing that there, another series of days, the 22nd through the 29th, is really kind of picking through your life and seeing what has really survived through the destruction of everything you've let go. And really what is getting that solid rock in your life that you're going to move forward. I know a lot of spiritual workers are really getting the heads up. It's time to get out there. It's time to have a voice, make a presence more solid. And, you know, you can expect more articles, more books, more speaking of people who've really hidden the light. It's time for us to not hide. It's time to show it. Because the more we are accepted in society, the more we can change. And we need to make sure that within this, we don't take on other people's energy. We don't let other people's thoughts influence us. We need to be true to our truths and who we are authentic. Our true essence is going to be shining now. All the masks that we used to be wearing for protection. We are going to be protected even though we don't have those masks. Because guess what? The light we will be shining, the essence of who we truly are, will be shining so bright no one can get near us unless we allow it. We are now accepting our true essence as who and what we truly are. Here I am. Hear me roar. It's the Leo in us. So it's time to stand up and say, okay, here I am. And be very proud. A lot of situations will be really turning around the end of September. The beginning of September, the end of August, but in September and October, things will be really shifting fast. So as I said, August 22nd through the 29th, it's really, it's the week of gratitude. It is the week to say, wow, look at all I've achieved. Look at how I've gone through my stuff, my issues, and I've come through it. I've faced my fears, and I'm still standing. And we all know fears are just an illusion, and we all know this. But at times when we have to really step up to the plate and really face our fears, it's not always that easy. The other thing I've really noticed is a lot of people that I've lost touch with are suddenly coming back. And for me, it's like either I'm going to embrace their friendship or it's time to let it go, to show appreciation for who and what they were. And if they fit in the mold of who I am now, great, they can join the ride with me. But I'm also feeling there's a certain people in my life that it's time to really let go of the past. They don't really see me for who and what I am. They're holding on to this image of me that just doesn't fit. And they can see me who I am, or they don't. And that's fine. I'm not going to let them hold me back for who I am. I'm not going to let them stick me in that mold of the past anymore. We just go our separate ways, respectfully, lovingly. And down the line, they might get a clue, and we might get back together again. But it's interesting to me some of the people who have suddenly popped up in my life are just like, wow, that's really interesting. And one place that it really is coming up and around is on Facebook. It's amazing how many people contact me. It's like, I haven't talked to you in like years. And part of me saying, really don't want to go there. And that's okay. I usually say, hey, it's good to talk to you. And that's about it. But it is amazing how people are coming back into your life just for really getting clarity on everything you've learned up to this point so you can make that giant leap into manifesting a lot of good stuff. Again, if you have any information you want to share, if there's anything you want to discuss, if you have any questions, please, the phone lines are open. The number is 888-815-9756. If you've got anything, really, give me a call. I love talking with the people out in the audience and hearing what you have to say. If you've got some wisdoms that you want to share, we're in this together, so we might as well share the information as much as we can. So I do want to really open the phone lines and say, give me a call. The other part of August that is interesting, since we're kind of like tearing everything down to be rebuilt, it's going to, whatever the process of death is also rebirth. So it is a huge time of creativity, which Leo is a huge creative energy. It's a fire energy. So be open to ideas that come to you in your dreams. And if you hear something more than three times, make note of it. There's a reason for it. For me, I keep hearing a song, and I posted it actually on Facebook, and it's Closer to Love. And it's just a really touching song. It's a great song by Matt. Now I can't remember his last name. Currently. And it's a great song. And it just lets me know I'm getting one step closer to my ultimate goal, which is total love. And it really is saying, you've done the work. Now here comes the rewards. And I think that's really fitting for everyone to realize that we're all getting closer to that ultimate goal, to really have the life that we've been wanting for so long. And it's awesome to have that open and possible for us. So this time of the year, it really is the time of beginning to figure out through the fires of the eclipse that we've had three in a row, which is really quite rare. And it's just death, rebirth, you know, rebuilding, reassembling, readjusting our energy, because it is a huge time to understand where you're going and where you've been, and letting the past be the past. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. It is a beautiful time to understand that you've had a heck of a ride, and a new ride is about to open, and you're going to get on it. And am I saying it's not going to have some kind of low parts? It wouldn't be life if it didn't have ebb and flow. And it's just, at this time, most light workers, most healers, more of the involved souls are going to be handling the low parts like it's breathing. You know, you're just exhaling and just going, oh, okay, next. And you breathe in and you continue on. And it's just a beautiful time to have that option of really sitting back and understanding, well, I can do this, no problem. Because you're really facing all your fears. And understanding that, be very careful of what your thoughts are. I was talking with actually the guest I'm having next week. She does hand analysis. And just talking to her for a few minutes about how many things you can get out of your hand, and the scientific information and way she reads hands is very interesting. But I was saying that Spirit has really shown me how things that I've said have come to manifest in different forms. For example, I had a dog, Stone, that I jokingly said was kind of close to my ideal man. He was entertaining, he was goofy, he made me laugh, he was loving, he was caring, he was protective, but he's also very controlling, possessive, jealous. So he had some negative points, and insecure. And recently I got a message to compare this dog with a man that I dated. And it was just like, oh my gosh. And I got the dog in a man form. They're very much alike. And it was kind of funny to see, you know, how things manifest. So just be really careful how you manifest, because it truly is out there. It's an interesting thing to say. The other thing that I said a long time, I said I'm going for the gold. And yes, I have invested in some gold stock, which is always a good investment. But I've also invested in gold in my mouth. I now have gold crowns, and it's like they literally said, you want to gold, so we're giving you gold. In fact, they just had a filling this week put in, and it's a gold filling. I didn't even know they did fillings in gold, but it's in gold. And he had an option of silver or gold, and he goes, no, let's do the gold. And I'm going, huh? And that's when they gave me the insight, you're going for the gold. So it's very interesting and amusing how Spirit takes you literally, and in what way they're showing it. So listen to your guidance and listen to what you're saying, and really be careful of your thoughts, because it's really becoming instant manifestation really quickly now. And they're continuing it. It's amazing. I originally said I was going for the gold because my car is gold. I had a choice of a silver, a white, or a gold car, and I said, I'm going to go for the gold. And literally, they said it in many, many ways. That gold is now coming into my life. If I have a choice of jewelry, I usually go for gold. And now I understand that that's why those options are always very strong with me. I have nothing against silver or any of the other energies, but for some reason, because I said that. Spirit's giving me all these opportunities to get gold. So it's always fun to look back and see how I have manifested so many things that I said casually even. And now I'm looking at it and it's like, okay, now I'm trying to remember everything that I've said, and it's kind of, it's like, okay, how's it going to come up now? So I'm being very careful of my thoughts, and how things are really coming up and out in physical form, because a lot of them are coming up really quite quickly. And it's always fun to do. The phone lines are open. It is 888-815-9756. If you have anything you want to discuss, talk about, any questions on how you're feeling the energy or what you may still need to look at in your life, please feel free to call me at 888-815-9756. It is a fun thing. And Spirit's wanting me to let you guys know that last week's guest, Brad Nelson, had a family emergency again and was unable to be on. I'm hoping that he'll call in sometime. His schedule is just like up in the air, so it is not very easy for me to schedule him in at another time, but I hope at some time to have Brad on the show. I hope his family is doing well and everything is moving forward. It is a week of understanding the eclipse was an interesting eclipse. I truly feel I get the energy a few days before. I was feeling it more on Friday and Saturday than the actual day of yesterday. I knew it was happening and I stated some intentions, and I actually got quite a lot of work done. I was very productive, which I really wasn't expecting to be so productive. In the past, usually the eclipse kind of wiped me out, but this one was amazing. I got a lot of writing done and a lot of things cleaned up and organized. But that's the energy now, is really there's baby steps of understanding where you're going and what you want to do. It is fun to understand that there really is a great deal of energy that's really positive. I am feeling more positive about things than I have in a long time for a lot of people. I'm hearing a lot of positive things, things falling away and making sure everything is going well. We've got John. How are you doing, John, on line two?
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine. How are you doing, John?
Good. I was just wanting to find out if you had any insights on multidimensional natures, if any information on that came through to you, because you had mentioned about people disappearing and things of this nature. And I've been speaking with people that have been having, you know, like glitches within their day and, anomalies, I could say, that leads me to believe that they're shifting dimensions. I was just wondering if you had any information that would allow them to deal with that better or more consciously.
The one thing that everybody's like, you kind of like going over a bridge, and sometimes you take the bridge really slow, and sometimes you just run across. And everybody is slightly different in the way they're doing. The more they clear their energy, the more they let go of the past, the smoother the ride. If there's anything holding them back, they're going to know it. So, and it's going to make things a little tougher for them to dimensionally. I truly feel like the dimensions are really collapsing. If you are going over the dimensional border, to me, it feels like everything is collapsing. meaning not in a negative way. Anything that automatically is not working for you, it's going to be in your face. You're going to get rid of it and clear it quite quickly. So the transition is just adjusting and readjusting your thinking to a higher level of vibration. I myself am feeling my heart and my third eye pulsating more at a different rate. And I know my heart is adjusting to a different vibration. I know my third eye is kind of being rewired, and I just take it easy. I just go about my day, but if I really feel I need to drink more water, rest, go for a walk, I listen to my guidance, I listen to my body. And that's the thing, your body knows what's going on. So if anybody's having any questions on what's going on, talk to your body. The main thing that I'm really feeling for a lot of people is their solar plexus and their heart are mainly, I mean, from the solar plexus on up is really being rewired to a faster vibration, a higher vibration that is wonderful. So the main thing to do is listen to your body. If you're tired, sit for a little bit, drink a glass of water. Try and do a purification. That helps the realignment a lot faster as well. If you feel you need to change your diet, do it. Don't hesitate. For me, they want me to cut out breads and sugars totally. I'm doing my best to do it. It's hard to get sugar because it's in everything. It's just listen to your body. Your body is the number one intuitive tool that you really can get in touch with the fastest to help you get through this time. Sure. Does that help you, John?
Yes, it does. It seems also that at different times there's an unusual glitch thrown into the, in everyday life. And I don't know if that's like little wake-up calls or whatever. Even with myself, the last time I experienced that was after I had spoken with you about 2 weeks ago. I hung up and turned up my computer to listen to the program, and instead it replayed 35 minutes of the show that had already been done, and there's no way that that could have come on the archives.
At times there's technical difficulties with the radio program. So, and somebody else had noticed that as well. So there might be a little glitch and there might be just a influx of energy coming in. So what are the kind of glitches are you hearing? For me, it's like, how many people have had their light bulbs burning out faster than ever or having batteries go dead for no reason at all? Those are the kind of things.
Unusual experiences in dream time and awakening and things of that nature as well.
Excellent. And is it mostly positive, or do you think you're working through issues in your dream time?
I believe they're all positive, sure.
Excellent.
But I believe that a lot of this is us working with our guidance and them giving us future glimpses or glimpses of what is possible, what is feasible.
Right. Now, a lot of people right now are like up for renewal, meaning your agreement of what you needed to learn or what you needed to achieve is up for renewal. And that's why a lot of people are actually doing this mass exodus. They're saying, no, don't want to keep going. Thanks, but I think I'll pass. So I'm getting that a lot of these future things are almost like negotiations of the possibility. And if this is in your liking, I know that's something I'm really going through is, and that's why my third eye is just like pulsating, because it's showing me possibilities of the new future. All of them very positive, and it's like, bring it on.
Sure.
So it's, do you feel like you're up for renewal of your agreement to be on this planet? or do you think you got more to do?
But I'm hoping that my conscious choices aren't overridden by my higher I am presence.
They kind of work together, so unless you're in conflict there, I don't think that's going to be a problem, and I don't see that there's any conflict there.
Okay. All right, well, that's great because, you know, I feel in a deep heart level that I signed on for what I'm doing, and I wish to complete that whole experience. I also know that, you know, when Spirit tells me in a short while, well, there's a different time-space continuum there, and that a short while
right.
can sometimes be quite a time in our plane. But I'm of the same mind that you are in, you know, let it progress. Let's move on and over this. The biggest difficulties I see are with, you know, people getting over their judgments, moving more into acceptance and allowance, and this is reflected mostly on the world scene. But even that, I'm learning to allow it to unfold without putting a whole lot of energy into it at all.
It's amazing, though. Even in those kind of situations, I always try and at least send some love, and that's just a suggestion. Because if you notice a situation, you're asking it to be part of your experience.
Sure. Right. On that, I agree with you completely. I mean, like today we held our full moon ceremony, and that's always a part of it where, you know, as a group, it's a much more powerful thing. So we have that ability to send love and light, and I like to keep it at that level more so because I'm fully aware that light knows what to do, you know,
right.
to remedy situations without giving it specifics. Peace for one nation might be an annihilation of another. So instead of giving it an outcome, just send the love and light, and it'll know what to do.
Exactly. So would you mind if I asked, I know it's a very sacred thing, but what kind of things do you do for the full moon other than sending love and light to wherever it needs to go?
Well, it's a time when we can have sharing and caring with each other and a time when people are allowed, you know, we pass a talking stick where people can add to it. There's much that can be learned from each other, and when
mm-hmm.
perspectives are there and we call in our guides and guardians, it's amazing what can come out just alone through that caring and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to include a meditation where we can send love and light to troubled areas upon the planet or even individuals that the different participants might be connected with.
Excellent.
You know, those
sounds
that
wonderful.
Might be incarcerated or troubled or hurt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we use, you know, it's done ceremoniously in a medicine wheel, so we're able to do our release work, you know, through symbology, placing that into a
right.
pine cone or something else and putting it into the fire, and the same with placing our intentions.
Mm-hmm. Sounds excellent.
So it's like just a caring and a sharing and a gathering of like-minded individuals, and it grows you know, it's to show each other the acceptance and allowance that, or the furthering of that we can gain within smaller groups for each other. And that, too, even with the groups, are constantly changing. You never know who will show up, you know.
Right. That's most definite. Well, John, I thank you very much for calling in. It's always a pleasure to get your insights, and I'm just so pleased and happy that you're listening to the show.
Right, and thank you for your assistance there, Jennifer. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much. We have Rhonda from Texas on line one. Are you still there?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for holding on the line. And what's going on?
Well, you had mentioned numbers in your dreams. And I have had two numbers pop up in my dreams last night. The number 10 seemed to be important, and the number 2. Could you please expound on the meaning of that?
Okay, 2 is definitely partnership. Can you give me a little more idea of how they came up in dreams? Because that would help explain them.
Let's see if I can remember some of it. The one thing that I do remember, because it surprised me that I would even consider this, but I was in a foreign country, I think India, in the grocery store, and they had soda pop on sale. I think it was a 24-pack of Coca-Cola, which I don't normally drink Coke, but I do drink soda. And it was for $4, and I'm thinking, oh, that's 2 for $12, 2 for a 12-pack. That's a great deal. Oh, nice country. But I walked out without paying for it, and I thought to myself, should I pay for this? They don't know. And then I thought, no, you pay for it. So I started pulling out the money out of my wallet, and there was a $10 bill, which I'm thinking, I didn't have a 10, but here it is. And at that same time, a store clerk or someone that worked there said, hey, you didn't pay for that, and they were going to take me off somewhere. And I'm like, well, I realized that, but here, I was going to pay for it, and then I woke up. But there were, as far as the number 2s, that was one, and then another way around that number came up, but I don't remember what.
Okay. 10 always goes down to 1, so it's the individual. 10 is also just recognizing that you're going to get a lot of thoughts, insights, ideas, and that your gifts are kind of expanding in depth. You're very clairvoyant, are you not? Obviously, since you're having dreams and you're remembering them. I'm getting that you're just going to know things without knowing how you know them. For the number 10, okay?
I never thought of myself as clairvoyant, only trying to open up that, cross that veil.
Usually if you have powerful dreams, you are clairvoyant.
Oh, okay, and they're in color. Does that make a difference?
What color?
They're bright colors, just colors. Daylight, nighttime, but it's colorful. I always feel good.
Well, that's just more spirit. I mean, the brighter, the better. You don't want anything too dark.
Right.
So, 2 is always, you know, I always think of partnerships. I always get also that, you know, you're in partnership with spirit, so things are manifesting.
What a relief. That is such good news to know. It's been such a question mark for me.
Well, then you need to start trusting that it is going to come about and not have those
questions.
Well,
I'm so surrounded, if I may continue, by people that just do not get that part of me. And I felt like I was brought down into the negative, or the vortex going downward instead of upward, and have had to struggle through that, even with them around me, family and whatnot. And to where I've become basically a recluse. And do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. I totally understand what you're saying. But also understand that you asked for this experience. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's the lessons are that, as I said earlier in the show, is to go out in the world and not let them affect you.
That has been the exact lesson for decades, and I feel so much better about it now. Like, I understand it, and it's not so emotional for me, and yet I'm still able to give love from my heart, even if they don't know it.
Right.
Or say consciously, I'm still doing it to the people I feel, quote-unquote, harmed by, and that it's just beautiful to feel that. At such a depth now that it's, I mean, I still fall back, but not like I used to, not at all.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, the one thing I'm getting is just trust and know. And
okay.
That everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and you need to trust in yourself. And even though you feel like hiding away, don't get yourself out there, because your presence is healing. You
just
being who and what you are is going to...
After years of being yelled at, I spoke to my sister-in-law, and I kept telling her some things that were very important about her grandchildren that I felt were important, and she's listening to me better, and I'm putting out the idea that you use discernment. Here's what I have to offer. Here's what you can read, and you decide. And she's opening
right.
up better with her heart towards me.
Well, number one, yeah. I mean, the lesson I learned really quite quickly is you can't force people to listen to what you say. And you do have to, in many instances, do a roundabout way so they figure it out themselves. And you sometimes need to let them learn the hard way, because a lot of times their lesson is to figure out what's going on with the kids. So they learn it might be the long, hard way, and you can give them some insights, but unless they ask the question, for me, I don't answer. I don't give out information unless they ask.
Instead of just giving freely an opinion or a thought.
Right. Unless they ask, I don't give out information, because they may not be ready, and it might throw them in a tailspin in a whole way that it's going to be harder for them to get out of.
And it has.
and
but
that's
I would come for that, and but I like what you've just said. Let them ask.
Yeah, and a lot of them will ask. It's amazing. If you just start talking about situations that are similar, they'll get curious. But I learned the hard way, and I lost a dear friendship because I said something that they didn't want to hear, and they walked away. It was true, but they didn't want to hear that it was true.
Right, right.
I sensed they wanted the information, but they didn't ask the question. But I said
I
it. To him anyway, and I lost a friendship, and he was, I've known him since I was born, literally, we grew up together, and I haven't talked to him now in like 4 years.
That is hard. Well, bless you. Bless your heart.
Oh, it was a hard lesson. Everybody I talked to says, he'll be back, don't worry, your friendship is still there, and it's just like, whatever, I've made peace with it. And I've forgiven myself for doing that. I've learned from the experience. So it's just a matter of letting people, and that's the one thing I'm getting very strong. We can't fix anybody. Everybody has to fix themselves.
That's and part that's, of our lessons, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fix ourselves, and through that example, they will learn to, they'll learn how to do it on their own. So show them from example is the best way to help everybody. And then if they ask questions, you're there to help them.
One of the things I think that people have trouble with me is I like to smile a lot, and they don't understand, like, how can you be so happy when things are so tough?
It's just a joy in your heart, and you're not taking things too hard. You know things are going to get better. You're an optimist. And if they ask you, just say, I'm an optimist. I have joy in my heart.
That's good. That's easy. Well, I know I've taken up enough of your time, but I want to thank you profusely for answering me, talking with me.
Thank you for listening and calling in. I really appreciate you doing that. You're doing great work.
Have a good evening.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. And we are now coming to the end of the show, actually. And with this, I do have a guest. Kate is going to be on next week. She will be analyzing hands. I'm not sure how we're going to be doing it. She says she wants to take calls. So stay tuned for next week. It definitely will be an interesting show. And until then, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, take care of yourself. Listen to your body. The energy right now is shifting. If there's something you need to look at, guess what? They're going to make sure you listen to it. Just pay attention and be aware. And don't go into denial or avoidance. You're just going to make your life a little bit tougher. But with that, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night.